So I was thinking about my writing and art, and also this book that I've been listening to on Audible called The One Thing. It talks about focusing on one thing at a time so that you can use your limited amount of a finite amount of willpower every day to focus on one thing that you're going to then become more successful at, because you don't get distracted and try to do, too many things and get diffused and become mediocre at many things instead of really good at, one or a few things. And so the more you focus, the better you get, and that becomes clear the more you study people, but and their behavior and their levels of mastery. But a lot, there's a book called Range, I think, that talks about people who do a lot of different things for a long time before they focus on the one thing. And I think Roger Federer is the example they use, where he kind of goofed around and didn't really focus on tennis until he was in high school or maybe later. And so he did other sports and other things. But for me, it's more like focusing on writing versus art in my 50s, as opposed to, when I'm in high school. And in reality, I've done a lot more writing over the years than I have art. Art has been more like a secondary thing for me that I did because I got inspired in London when I went to see art. And I think it really helps me personally to do visual art, just the way writing helps me personally. But sometimes I would make art when I lived in Ohio originally, because I would have writer's blocks. Then I would work on visual art, and then I would write. Once I got past, I would do that until I got past the writer's block. And so now I have this large body of visual artwork, which over time may have gotten better, and certainly some people like it. People like it a lot, and I think it's gotten better the more I practice. And so it's always possible that my focus could shift again to more visual art and writing, although finishing and publishing my recent project, which is enough material for at least one or two memoirs, is, a difficult thing. And it's hard when you have a limited amount of energy or willpower, as the one thing writers talk about, to say, I have this much willpower to do what I need to do to get my daughter ready for school, work throughout the day, and then I have a certain amount of energy left at the end of the day or on the weekends to focus on writing or art. And I guess in reality, it doesn't really take me a lot of willpower to make art. So I guess whatever I have left, I can put under writing. And if I don't have any, I can make art, because it really doesn't require a lot of effort. I'm not trying really hard to make good art. I'm just sort of making it, and the writing is harder because there's editing and even thinking about getting an agent is work, and that requires effort. So maybe the more tired I am from working and parenting and other things, the more likely I am to make art, because it just requires less energy, or no energy really, and it's fun. So hopefully that gets me closer to an understanding of these two things and how they relate to focus, because of course during any given day I'm more focused on my work and my writing, or my work and my daughter, number one. Those are the two main things. And then I have put energy into my relationship with my girlfriend, into my other friendships and relationships, cleaning my apartment, which requires a lot of effort on my part. It's not an easy thing for me. Of course, I pay someone to clean it, but there's the daily stuff that I have to do, like laundry. I was just making a decision to do it is exhausting, you know? Just draining. So, interesting stuff. And this probably, this thought process has been going on for me for many years. So this is just another level of nuance to that. And I thought, you know, if you're looking at Michael Phelps and his focus, his maniacal focus on swimming, you can also look at the fact that he perfected more than one type of swimming. He didn't just do backstroke. He won gold medals in all these events. So writing and art could be seen as two events in a creative process, not two separate sports, because they are very similar. But that's another discussion.